Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló. Órale, the feature this week in Caló is rayar. It comes from the same Indo-European roots that give us ray and rayo, as in a ray of light. In modern Spanish, it means to draw a rayo or move straight and fast, like a rayo. In Caló, it means to mark over or draw lines across something, which is to curse someone or something. So when somebody rayas a person, they're cursing them out. The worst curse would be to rayar someone's mother or an important saint or icon. In that case, you'd say, le rayo la madre. Rayando the past. After almost a lifetime of living far away from the South Side, Boy came back to find his childhood sweetheart, Meche, and realized his dream of dancing all night with her. He'd suggested a weekend trip to El Chuco to go to a Lady Joe dance, and Meche had accepted. Now they were finally dancing together, not saying much to each other, but smiling uncontrollably and appreciating the moment. Their dance moves were awkward at first, but they soon fell in sync with each other. Every step from that point on was a gesture, a feeling, a nonverbal communication of how the moment felt, what had been yearned for in the past, and what is desired in the future. One song folded into the next, and Boy and Meche kept dancing. The 2 to 3 minute intervals between songs didn't interfere with their movement. They glided through the tanda, their eyes closed and oblivious to everything around them. To Boy, it felt like he'd finally stepped out of the world he'd been trying to escape when he moved back to the South Side. He'd come home still in time to connect with Meche and play out what for decades he regretted he never did. To Meche, every step took her deeper and deeper into her childhood dreams, even some she'd forgotten. You dance very well, Boy leaned back slightly and said to Meche. That's what we're doing? Dancing? Meche said. Dancing back to when we were children, Boy said. I'm going back there now, Meche whispered into Boy's ear. And that world you were living in until now, she added. With every step I take with you, I'm rayando that world so it leaves my mind and I forget I was ever there. Also, the space that came between us turns into nothing, Boy said. Then let's rayarle la madre and su santo so it comes to be that you never left and we were always together as we are now, Meche said. In a few more steps, I'm going to get off the plane I boarded that fall and come back and find you and ask you to marry me, Boy said. But we were never boyfriend and girlfriend. Your proposal might surprise me too much. I fear I won't know what to say, Meche said. Then we won't go back that far, into high school, no further back than that summer after graduation. And we'll elope, Boy said. Until then, we'd been together since the first grade. I suppose that counts for something. Maybe it won't be a full elopement, Meche said. Then we're almost there, Meche. Se la rayo, Boy said. Rayasela, Meche said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ahí te guacho.